The best of Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
Yeah, very cold this morning, but it will rise to a high between 19 and 21 degrees. Good morning, Reverend Shona. Nice to have you here this morning. How are you?
Good morning. All good, thank you. And we were 5 degrees in the north.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, it's cold though. It's just nippy.
It is nippy.
Anyway, it's nearly the end. What are we talking about this morning?
Of what?
It's nearly the end of winter.
Days.
No.
The end of days.
Nearly the end of winter. 6 weeks.
It feels like it.
4 weeks away.
Okay.
I understood. I'm talking about cell phones first this morning.
Yes.
And I just saw Simon Hill look at his cell phone.
Mm.
So if you're not driving, I think you should take your cell phone out and have a look at it. Most of us have them with us all the time. They've sort of become part of us.
Yes.
Another appendage. And I want to ask you, what is the most important thing on your cell phone? Maybe you're going to tell me a signal. Or you might tell me if you do banking on it, your banking app. Maybe
yes.
It's your emails. But I'm going to say to you that the most important thing is that little figure at the top, how much battery life you have.
Ah, yes. Exactly.
Because if you don't have battery life, you can't use your phone at all.
Mm.
If you have battery, even if you don't have signal, you can still have a look at your emails that you've already downloaded, still do work, look at photographs, use the calculator. But if you don't have battery, that cell phone is absolutely useless.
Mm.
And I think for us at the moment, and you've said it's nearly the end, towards the end of winter, it's still freezing cold, it's still dark in the morning, and I'm finding that people are very tired.
Mm.
People are starting to get tired, they're stressed, and they're just looking forward to spring. And so I want to ask you about your own battery. What's fueling you?
Mm.
And are you running on empty? A few years ago, well, many years ago now, I was a youth pastor and someone gave me a book, Running on Empty.
Mm.
And it was a strong hint. I don't know if you've ever had anyone dropping strong hints on you.
Oh, all the time. I'm married.
We won't tell Karen that. And it was a strong hint that they thought I was running on empty. And I probably was.
Mm.
Reading that book changed my life, actually. So I want to ask you now, what do you do to refuel your battery? And are you running on empty or nearly empty? Because we should actually wake up each day with a full battery so that we can get through the day, give of the best, enjoy life to the full, and really make the most of that day. But if we're running on empty, we can't do that.
Mm.
Even if we're running on almost empty, we can't do that. So what would you do? I can think of a whole lot of things. I think we need to perhaps go and change the scenery. That helps for me. Take a day. We're very good here in Gauteng. We've got amazing things, not even an hour outside of where we're living.
Mm.
So you can go out into the country, have a meal, take a walk, go for a hike. You can go into your garden. I had a stressful day the other day. Someone said to me, how are you going to de-stress? I said, I'm going to go walking. And I'm fortunate that we're in a place where we can go walking. Go for a long walk. Read a book. Have a bath. Have a glass of champagne in the bath. Light a candle. But we need to do something to recharge ourselves, and we need to be aware when we're running on empty.
Mm.
I wasn't when someone gave me that book, but it certainly woke me up to the fact that we need to be constantly aware of whether our battery's full or not. And so today I would say take a deep breath and just do something different. Doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to take a long time, but do something that refuels you so that you can have the best day ever.
I think that's good advice. I think it's fine advice. We charge our phones every day. Consider charging at least once a week your life.
I agree.
All right, now, Shona, we'll be back with you on Sunday morning between 6 and half past, and, of course, on our socials in the next few minutes. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.